Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history is over. President Trump signed the funding measure last night, passed by the U.S. House. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar claims people will die from the, quote, unconscionable cuts to health care in the bill. The Minnesota Democrat says some health care premiums will go up by 75% and many will lose coverage.
We're talking about people who are living paycheck to paycheck, people who don't have savings. We're talking about children who are on life-saving medication. We're talking about people who are diabetic, on dialysis. We're talking about seniors. This is not a joke.
Republican Congressman Pete Stauber said in a statement, quote, I was proud to vote yes to reopen the government after 40 days of Democrats weaponizing the American people to appease their far-left activists. That government funding bill could hurt Minnesota companies that make and sell hemp-based THC products. Pepin Young of Bent Paddle Brewing Company in Duluth says it includes a provision banning most consumable hemp.
And it is scorched earth. It's scorched earth for farms that are producing fiber material. For the beverage industry, it's going to be total casket. 365-day off-ramp is what we're being told. We understand that that still stands.
Young says Minnesota stands to lose $11 million in annual revenue generated by hemp sales. Federal cuts to education will be the focus of a Senate subcommittee hearing this morning in St. Paul. The bipartisan panel will hear from students, faculty, researchers, and university leaders impacted by federal cuts to grant funding. And a teacher at Moundsview High School is on administrative leave for having an inappropriate relationship with a student. Prosecutors are charging 58-year-old Ted Bennett with third and fourth degree criminal sexual assault. His first court appearance is this morning. Minnesotans can help the Wildcat Sanctuary in Sandstone on Give to the Max Day. Founder Tammy Thies says donations go to help the 150 wildcats that have been rescued.
Here at the sanctuary, we give them a natural environment. We need to cover costs for their medical needs, their food. Big cats can eat up to 50 pounds of food a day. Also enrichment, and we are building what we call kind of a senior space for some of our older bobcats and smaller cats that need more customized space as they age.
Thies says they're matching donations through Give to the Max Day, November 20th. And the University of Minnesota men's basketball team falls to 2-1 following an 83-60 loss last night at Missouri. The Tigers used a 25-2 run in the second half to cruise past the Gophers. Minnesota failed to score for more than 8 minutes. Cade Tyson led the Maroon in gold with 17 points. The Gophers play Chicago State on Tuesday night at the Barn. This is MNN.